Blog Talk Radio.
Serenity and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father,
for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Coming together as pilgrims through this barren land, we're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within their hearts and souls. Lord, we will be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in thy Son, Jesus' name. And we shall all say amen and amen. And I hope you had a delightful day on today. I hope that you had a beautiful day and that your itinerary wasn't filled up to the brim, as mine usually are. You know, I look like I'm busy from the time that my feet hit the floor time to go to bed, which is in the wee hours of the night. But I just think and pray and hope that you had a beautiful day as well. And so our theme on tonight is going to be Loom and Gloom Index. Now, I will just break this down a little bit as what I'm talking about, because there are going to be times, saints and friends and you that are out there in digital radio, there are going to be times in our life where we're going to be ran off of the corners witnessing to the lost souls. We're going to be run out the store aisles and various places that we might gather to infuse the word of God to a lost and corrupt society. So all is not going to be, sunny and beautiful. There are going to be times when our clouds are going to be great. And so we know that sometimes that we find out we do have gray skies and we might have blue moons, and we regard that as commonly known to be what some have called the gloom index. And that's a way of describing the amount of cloud weather a region can expect during a winter season. Now, related index is called seasonal affective disorder, SAD. And the theory is that weather-sensitive people experience a certain amount of clouds. And other factors might be figured into a gloom index. Think about what Paul and Silas endured. We find that in the law of Acts 16. Any one of their troubles was enough to ruin the sunniest day. Imagine the irritation of dealing with greedy proprietors who had turned a demon-possessed girl into a sideshow. We read that in the verse 16 through 17. Thinking about the pain of confident and angry mob and furious judge in verse 22, of receiving a whipping and imprisonment and of having your feet locked in two stocks, verse 24. We find that Paul and Silas rose above it in verse 25. You might ask, Pastor Warren, how did they do that? I am here to tell you that the reason they were able to succumb the circumstances, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they had a sense of mission. And when you on a mission, and when you are in the mission field for God, you are on a mission to spread God's good news to a lost world, to people that may not know God. You know, a lot of people have heard about God, but they don't really know who God really is in a personal sense. And that is our duty, is to tell them who Jesus is and the reason that he came. And Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have life more abundantly. So we know that they were motivated by a desire to obey, hallelujah, God, and spread the message of Christ. And that's what we do each opportunity that presents itself to us. We should be willing, ready, and able to witness to someone that may be lost in their sins, because they might not get but just that one opportunity. And so when opportunity come knocking at our door, we must be ready, willing, and able to go the distance. And so like them, we can also rise above the mood swing that's prompted by circumstances and by being strong in spirit. And we can overcome the gloom index. But we know that God often sends joy through pain, through bitter loss, divine gain. Yet through it all, dark days are bright. I know my Father leads all right. Hallelujah. So we know that Jesus died on that old rugged cross on Calvary Hill. And we know that in his history, Jesus died, hallelujah, on Calvary cross for my sins and your sins and the sins of the universe. And this is salvation. And we go right on back into Acts 16, where we're going right on back to Paul and Silas. And we know that they were beaten, the Bible says, and they were cast into prison because of their belief. And the Bible says that in due time, some of us are going to be ridiculed, some of us are going to be mobbed, some of us are going to be in prison, some of us are going to even be killed. For I stand on the word of God. For I stand on righteousness. But just count it all joy. Count it all joy. Because one thing about it, those that die in Christ for righteousness shall live again. And so it's not lost, but it's eternal gain. For those of us that just don't bind, don't bend, but you tell the word of God as God presents itself. And so we know that they were cast into prison because of their belief in God. And then they stand on Christ. And we know that they preached Jesus who came. Jesus said that he did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And God did not come to turn the world upside down, but God came but to right side up, hallelujah, the world. And someone once said that one may make this decision, but I am reminded, hallelujah, that he cannot choose his consequences. Paul and Silas made that decision to act in faith. And the priest of God, they were being beaten and imprisoned. But this is not the real consequences of their actions. We find out, saints of God and friends and you that are out there and are listening, digital audience, that as a result of them being beaten and being imprisoned, that in their being in jail, that they were able to witness to the jailers and all that was in the house heard the word. And they were all excited, and also they were convicted by the word. We find out that the word of God said that it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And we know that when we are convicted by the word of God, then a change takes place deep within our heart and soul. We are wanting now to know more about this Christ. We are longing more to be fed by the word of God. And I can truly say that upon the weekend, I had the opportunity to go to a dealership. And the reason for me going to the dealership was because they had sent me a flyer in the mail, you know, which was a scratch-off. And that scratch-off was underneath the scratch-off. If you had a winning symbol that matched the key that they presented with the postcard, then you would win some kind of prize. But anyway, they lured me in with that flyer and that postcard. And I went in, and even though I was not looking for an automobile, I just went to see if I had won anything. Lo and behold, I had not won anything, and I didn't see anything on their lot that interests me. But, you know, I was able to witness to not one, not two, but God enabled me to witness to three salesmen. Now, how about that? You know, I mean, God is such a good God because, like I said, you know, when we get up in the morning and we have our itinerary, list of things that we want to do and that we want to get achieved on each day. But you know, God has our itinerary also. And he has an itinerary that he wants us to do on his terms, not on our terms, but on his terms. And so even though I didn't win anything, but I was able to give a word to those hungry souls that wanted to know about God and who God was and what God is about and the reason for their purpose of being here on planet Earth. One young salesman told me, he said that he was hungry for the word of God. And you know, that really, signified and just sent just jubilant thrills in my soul, because you know, you don't hear people talking about they are hungry for the word of God. You know, people, that's the least thing they want to hear about is hear about God. They'll talk about anything, but they don't want you to be talking about God. And if you're talking about God, you know, everything, they all get quiet. You know, you can hear a pin drop, you know, a coin toss, and you can drop it, and you can just hear nothing but silence, because people don't want to hear the word. But the word, this is the time, if it ever was a time for us to tell of God and tell of his goodness, the time is now. Because we're living in a society to where people they want everything fast, you know. That we're living in a microwave world. They want everything quick. And so, you know, and everybody's in an uproar. This looks like it's just no peace to be found. But I'm here to encourage your heart on tonight that in Christ there are peace. You can find peace in Christ Jesus. If you can't find peace at home, you can find it in Jesus. If you can't find peace on your workplace, you can find it in Jesus. If you can't find peace in your home, you can get you a place. Search out and seek out you a place in your home where you can get by yourself and get you a Bible. You can go to the store. They're selling Bibles now that you can reach in obtainable. It's not a cost that will be, you know, out of your reach. But now they have Bibles under $20. And if that's too much for you, then you can go on over to the Dollar General. They have Bibles every day for $1. Now, you know you can't beat that. When you can find a Bible that's under $1, you can get it and read the divine word of God. Just let God minister to your soul, because that's what the world is in need of, is for us as ministers and evangelists and missionaries, is to go out into God's vineyard and compel men and women to just fall on their knees, you know, in repentance of their sins, and to invite God into their lives. This is what, you know, we're here for. This is our purpose, and that's why God chose us to be vineyard workers, to be stewards, is to go out and compel men and women, boys and girls, the young as well as the old, to give their life to Christ, because time is winding up. Time is running out for some. You might not have this opportunity again. This might be the only time that this opportunity presents itself unto you. So the time is now to get your house in order, to get your life right with God, because God is soon to come. And so we know that we should be about our Father's business, and that is witnesses to the lost souls. that don't know God. That's our job and that's our mission, is to reach the lost. And I always say my motto is to reach the lost at any cost. And we find out that the jailers and their families believe the word and the saving power of God's salvation. And we find out that truth and consequences is the choice set before those who would dare to believe. For God so loved the world. We find that in the law of John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only. He didn't have but one son. He didn't have a second son. He did not have a spare son. He didn't have an extra daughter. But God sent his only begotten son into the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Now, if you believe in God's best, and that's the truth, and the glory in his consequences, and that is faith, we find out that faith can split the sky in two. I want you to let the glory of God's salvation come shining through. Hallelujah. And I hope in ending, I hope and pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now.
Open up the door to opportunity and work on my behalf. Even when my
God.
opens up the door to opportunity and works on my